listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
Good morning, everyone. This is Tony Wolfpaw for The Chat Room. It's April 15th, 2015, and I have to say happy birthday to everybody that's been born on April 15th, all right? Especially those newborn in 2015. You imagine that if I just kind of like said it. Man, you nailed it. Why? There was a baby born just at the moment that you said it. You nailed that one. Oh, that would be funny. I would say another funny thing that happened. We are streaming. We're live in Apache Radio Network, and we're doing the chat room here. And as I was saying to our audience, when we do the chat room, it's because we have a chat room. And as we were logging in and getting ready for our show on Apache Radio, we lost the chat room of Block Talk Radio. How crazy is that? We totally... I hope you guys are there because I know I saw a few of our group, you know, our family there. I saw Alenka Wanietu from Slovenia. I know I saw Linda Jenkins from West Texas, El Paso, Texas. And I saw a few other guests that was out there too. And all of a sudden, we just totally lost contact with all of it. As soon as we went on air with the Apache Radio. So, yes, if you guys are still there, hang in there, talk amongst yourself, and you know the number to call if you guys want to call, please. If you guys want to call, the number is, I know that I was saying this number yesterday. Yesterday I was saying the number of the station, but since we are on Block Talk Radio, the number of Block Talk Radio is different. It's 347-884-9592. Now, the theme of today, and just because I lost vision of the chat room, that's crazy. I lost vision of the chat room. And if we're going to do the chat room on Unity or on Apache Radio, we're going to have a chat room over there so that everybody will gather when we start this morning show. All right? I'm receiving message, and I can read the messages that I receive through my Facebook. Yes. Everybody in the chat room, if you're hearing me right now, I can't see you. All of a sudden, I hope the chat room stayed open. I can't see you. Hope you guys are there. Hope you guys are well, and thank you very much for hanging in there. Today's theme is getting the right team together. Getting the right team together. We are working on the radio, and we here, like I mentioned, yes, I can, if you can want, I can copy paste messages. Yeah, thank you, Linda. Thank you, Linda. Like you see, I am keeping in touch, and what happens is this. If you guys are my friends on Facebook, I'm going to be reading the Facebook messages, okay? So I'm able to continue on the chat room somehow. You know, we have to be creative. These things happen, and it happens quite frequently. It happens. But the trick is knowing what to do and doing, you know, whatever solves a problem, boom, be quick. Be quick because we're on air. Charles Vargas from Apache Radio Network has been doing an incredible job, and like we've been saying to all the rest of the people, today was only right to come on the station and do the chat room from here because the construction is taking place. It's going to be nice. It's going to have great shows coming from there, from San Carlos, and it's streaming for the world, okay? Thank you very much, especially the people that have supported us with the Oak Flats and all the activities. There's one coming up pretty soon. And I know that I think it's on the 28th, okay? I'm trying to follow in the calendar because there's something else that I have over here. It's a note for the 28th, but as I'm looking at the date, this one is, it says 1998. I bet you guys don't know what happened on the 28th of April of 1998. Well, I'm about to share it with you, okay? And let's put it as part of the trivia. You know, how many of you guys, you know, you know that animals have incredible instincts, right? They can prevent, they know, they kind of like have incredible instincts of knowing that there's danger approaching, or you know, there's animals with incredible talents. There's animals that have been working with men for a long time, like horses in transportation, like cows in feeding us, and also dogs. You know that there's many different animals that have been together with us and have been of good company as pets, or, you know, this what I'm talking about of April 28th of 1998 has to do with animals, okay? So, but this was something that was super crazy, you know? And what animal? I'm just going to give it one shot, but the thing is that I lost visual with the chat room. So I'm going to depend on Linda. I read Alenka's message there. Thank you, guys, because you guys connected with me on Facebook. I don't know who else is there, but I know that some people, there's listeners out there that stay tuned, especially those from Arizona. What animal and the animal kingdom has the capacity of communication? And let's put it this way. Let's see how we can shuffle this question with words. All right? With words. What this one in particular did an outstanding achievement that was recognized. This is an animal with words, okay, had the capacity of communication with human, with words, all right? A talking animal with words. And you know that many people associate them with birds and things like that. I'm not going to say anything more, but I'm just going to leave that in the loop. Which animal was that? Became a famous name back then, okay? April 28th, 1998. If I only give you the date, oh my, would that work? I hope I don't want to piss you guys off. On April 28th, 1998, this animal did something incredible, all right? Incredible. It was planned. It was planned. He was aided. But it's outstanding, and it's amazing, too, okay? April 28th, 1998. I want to make my questions really hard so that, you know, I can mess around with you guys. Incredible. I'm only giving you a date. I don't know. For me, it's even hard to guess. But, okay, like I mentioned, I lost visual with the chat room. I seriously did. It looks like it's back. I'm clicking on it again. It says that it's opening. It's connecting with the server. I think I'm connecting. And there I am. I'm back in the chat room right there. I can see that. I can see you guys. All right. That's the question. Now I'm back. I hope this is, I don't have to refresh this page or anything like that. Well, Charles, if you're listening, you know, I bet you don't have the clue either. In fact, this is something I bet that nobody in San Carlos Reservation knows the answer to this question. I bet you guys over there in the chat room don't know the answer to this question either. This was an animal that made an incredible achievement on April 28, 1998. You can Google it. Try to Google that, okay? April 28, 1998. Let's see who will come up with the answer. What was the name of this animal? What was the name and what kind of animal we're talking about? Okay? The only thing I'm going to give you is a date. April 28, 1998. Oh, well, Oh, man, I'm going to flip if I see somebody answer this one. I'm going to leave it there in the loop. Jeez, it's going to be super fun. You know, that last time I did this this trivia, we gave away the Hotel Camarillo DVD, and it was won by a member of the Apache tribe from San Carlos, Arizona. And it was sent over there. We're going to be going there in July. What was it, July 16th? I don't know if it was July 16th, but stay in the loop, okay, because we'll be doing the we'll do a chat room show live from the res over there in San Carlos, Arizona, and also taking pictures so that you guys will see the facility of where is the radio station, and that will be very cool. A lot of great things to share with you, but remember that the theme is how to put up that good team together. We have the stream of one station from the chat room that needs so much to kind of like be out there, but kind of have that audio embedded on the website. We have Donna Mystic from the Pennsylvania Paranormal, like setting up a page, so hopefully to kind of embed that audio. Right now, there's an interview going on, and what's going to be cool about it is that most of the interviews and shows that we did on Blog Talk Radio will also be streaming there. So if you've ever been on our show in the past, you're going to hear it one more time as part of the programming, because it's about the talk shows that we've been doing. And I do this stream through Unity Radio because also we'll be bringing some hosts, and we'll have some new hosts coming through from different nations. We have from the Northern Cree. We have from different Apaches, from different groups, and also from South America also. Amalia Jimenez from Guatemala sent us some audio in which she was conducting some interviews over there with different people from other indigenous communities that have been participating in a pilgrimage. I heard it. And you see, trying to keep on track with the messages that she sent us, and the activities that we're doing on the side, has been kind of like difficult. Because I tell you this, the trying to connect with the links that will be favorable for you to tune in and listen to the show has been a little tricky, because we find out that not everyone has on their system either the audio player that is compatible for you guys to listen to the show. So when we were started up and we opened up our first stream, we started out with and the programmer put up some Santana, Carlos Santana record. I think it was his new record. Everybody was listening to music. But then we had to stop playing the Santana record because we're not licensed for playing the music. We will be, but we're not right now. So we're concentrating on the talk shows. So as we did that, we had to upload some interviews, and we did. And it's in the loop right now. The thing is that it's 24/7. It's playing right there. So we will be putting up other interviews. As we're putting up other interviews, there's different ways to put that up. And I'm sharing this with you in case you're also in the programming and that. The FTP, whatever they call it, these are new things that we're picking up, that we're learning right now. We're not experts of this, and the only one, of course, Charles Vargas, he knows a lot about computers, but also they're working in the construction of the station. So you see, we weren't wearing different hats here as we're trying to keep up the broadcast. Like I said, and I've said on the past shows, we will be producing other radio, and that means that we'll be bringing in people that will be new voices for the station. Now, I wanted to share this with you. I will continue hosting the chat room as normal, and that's why we also have an audio feed for that, because that audio feed that we have for the chat room is also going to be the live stream audio that we're going to be using when we do the special events. And that way we will not interrupt the rest of the programming. So we have a separate channel that is for that special events. You see, that's how we kind of like thought this whole thing, and we're planning this in this way. So whenever Amalia's on air, she's on air when she's scheduled. Whenever any other host is on air, they're on air as they're scheduled. But if there is a live event going on anywhere else, that's when the chat room networks that, you know, has that live audio stream will be active. So therefore, everybody has the opportunity to be on air and their show be heard. So we've been, oh my goodness, we've been working with the different servers and this, but it's the construction of the structured physical building that is the focus on right now. Because, you know, we want to get that done, and it's supposed, and this is what I was told. You know, I mean, things could change, but they said it was going to be three levels. So that's pretty ambitious, and, well, that's what's going on, okay? So, yeah, remember that I said April 28th, 1998, something very special, something extraordinary happened on the internet, all right, on that date. I'm giving you a little bit more. I said on the internet, okay, online, happened on that date, and an animal with a name that you have to give me, the name, all right, and what animal am I talking about, and there you go. That's about it. The date, April 28th, 1998. Should I post that? I don't know. Wait a minute. What does it say over here? Answer to the trivia question. No, you're wrong. No, that's not it. And I'm reading off Rachel Monday. Raquel Monday. No, that's not it. That's not it. You see, we're already... Oh, man, I'm smiling already. You guys are going to be all messed up today. I'm not saying what it is. If you want to participate in this one, you got to be in the chat room. But if you want to, you can also message me through Facebook. I'm also reading both of them right there. So that's funny. You know, also, that was an achievement of an animal. Let me be very specific, all right? Since it's a trivia, I can't give you any more information. That just to say Toto and African parrot said his word, no, that was not it. Has nothing to do, but it has to do with words, okay? Words were shared, all right? Communication, April 28, 1998, all right? April 28, 1998. An incredible event took place, okay? Had to do, and there was an animal with a famous name, became famous animal back then, and what species was this animal, okay? Da, 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 da. I see people trying to answer. I see people laughing. I see people trying to say, how can I Google this and stay in touch with the chat room at the same time? I want to be the first one to answer this question. Well, you can be the first one if you're quick enough to Google that. Let's see how quick is your computer today. An actual conversation took place asking me, well, I said, Abadingo, don't know what that is. That sounds Australian. dingo is a is that dingo is one of those dogs, right? I think a dingo is a wild dog from Australia. It looks like a stray dog. I don't know, but I used to watch a lot of the Hannah Montana, Jack Hanna. I used to watch a lot of Jack Hanna and the Animal Kingdom. I love National Geographic, and I think that the I know the dingo, but I don't know if it's Abba Dingo. Sorry about that, but that one is wrong too. All right, love to see people like trying to guess these things. It's cool, huh? Okay, you know, if I were doing this live, I'll have a lot of people yelling at me, yeah, it's a parrot, that was a dingo, it's none. They're going to have to escort me out. But no, you guys got it wrong. On look what happened on December the 9th of 2011, okay? And this is Amalia Hempelman Adams, right? Amalia Hempelman Adams, on December 9th, 2011, did something very extraordinary, too. Try to Google that one. I'm throwing you tributes today. All right? Let's see if you can guess that one. Dun, 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 dun. Two trivias. And just because we have about two trivias out, we should be giving out something. We should be giving out some prizes. I think so. Hey, tell the host of this show that he better get into this bag of goodies and see what prizes he can give out. Let's give some prizes for these two trivias. Books, that's what we give prizes because we want you to read. Remember, I'm going to put up the books of Lisa Mansa Mantiwa. Yeah, you guys are going to have one book for one trivia, another book for another trivia. All right, these books are assigned. These books are interested. It has to do with their ghost stories, okay? And one is pictures. You, a good friend, a good author, and you know that we promote reading, and we not only promote reading, we also promote the sales of these books, but in order to introduce the books for you and to you, just like we've done in the past, we have the special giveaways that we do, all right? So you have two. All right, what is it said here? Linda goes to have it to the circus, modern slavery. What? What are you talking about, modern slavery? Google it. Google it. Linda goes, it has to do with the circus. I don't know if it has to do with any circus or anything like that. But what I do know is that this animal is a special animal, and it has extraordinary abilities, okay? And I don't think it had, I think that, you know, there was media all over this thing. I was thinking it was the other night that I was walking, and sudden thoughts come to my head. And all of a sudden, I was thinking about the zoo. Now, you say circus, I was thinking about the zoo. I was thinking about the San Diego Zoo, and you know that they have the panda sanctuary thing going on, and there are very few pandas out there. And I posted on Facebook something about a funny commercial that had a panda figure in it. I was thinking, you know, these animals should be out there. These animals should not be caged or locked up. But then I was thinking, these animals were nearly extinct. And while they were out there, they were being searched, killed. And I don't know, it has this this catch feeling. Whether we believe that animals in these captivities, is it good or is it not? I know for sure that that it is, a lot of people don't like the idea, don't like to visit zoos because they don't like to see them all locked up. But we have to think this. Alenka Wanayetu, you got it right? Coco? Did you? Yeah, Alenka Wanayetu from Slovenia beat everyone. Coco the gorilla. Listen, on April 28, 1998, Coco the gorilla sustained an online chat with 8,000 AOL subscribers. Okay? Coco knows 1,000 words and 1,000 sign language. That animal is a gorilla that knows more English than I do and knows more communication than I think any other animal on the planet. Now, isn't that amazing that Coco the gorilla sustained a chat, and it was a chat that was held on AOL with 8,000 AOL subscribers. That was registered on the Book of Guinness, okay? So, more than I do. What is that? Yes, more than I do, too. I don't know 1,000 words, and I know that the words that I use, I could repeat them a lot, so I don't know if that counts, but for the 1,000, but Coco the gorilla, and this is what I was talking about. I was talking about pandas and all that in captivity, but Coco the gorilla was taught. Coco the gorilla was very well, became some way so attached to humans and understanding that communication. It was a very, very intelligent species of a gorilla that knew sign language, that knew, you know, that communication. And without a doubt, isn't that amazing to have had a chat with so many people online? Incredible. All right. The other one was Amelia Hempelman Adams, December 9, 2011. Amelia Hempelman Adams. What did she do? What was her achievement? Dun, 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 dun. Get that right. Must inform you all that Alenka Wanayetu has already won another book. Okay, from Lisa Mansamantiwa. So that's going to Slovenia. She's good. She is good because I did not give that much hint. Just what? A date? I'm telling you, Slovenia has the fastest internet than the United States right now. Well, Amelia Hempelman Adams. Let's see if you can get that one. Alenka, geez, congratulations. You are incredible. You got that one. Did I see everybody? Yep, that's true. Sorry, San Carlos reservations. You guys didn't make this time. I was hearing somebody trying to give me a call, but no. Got to be on the chat room. Got to be on the chat room. That's something that I want to see it and on the chat. The answer must be there. If you try to do it on the phone, no, that won't happen. But Alenka, you got that one. She already got that book going her way. And yes, isn't this fun? Geesh, if I had more things to give away, I've been doing this all day. Trivia time. It's a mental exercise. And as we're talking about a little bit mental exercise, as you guys try to guess the other question that I put up there, you see, now that I give a name, it's going to be a little harder because you guys are going to say, what? What was that name? What was that name again? I missed it. The other one was much easier because he only said animal. It could have been anything. But this one is a person, okay, that did an incredible achievement. I don't know. You know, she was hanging around with her dad. Amelia Hempelman Adams, okay? Amelia Hempelman Adams. Hempelman Adams. Amelia, Hempelman Adams. Am I saying it correctly? I don't know. Maybe it's part of the trivia that I say it this way. So, if you want to win the other book, remember, just one of them is already going to Slovenia. And I'll say this. You know, Alenka, you won that book. You won Rick Huber's book. You have another one going away. And I will allow you. Do you think we should let her play on this one, too? She'll win it. I'm sure she will. I'm sure she already knows the answer to that one, too. But anyway, you're in the game. You are in the game, all right? And as we continue over here talking about mysterious places now, mysterious places of the world, in Mexico, like last year, they told me about this place as if I wanted to go. To go to this place, of course, I need a passport, and I'm already passport ready. This place is in Mexico, and it says here, you've seen this featured on Ghost Adventures. This place is called Isla de las Muñecas, Islands of the Dolls, okay, or Dolls Island. Don Julian Santana Barrera settled there, and he felt and he believed that he was haunted by a ghost of a young girl who has drowned in one of the canals in 1920. He believed that he was haunted by a ghost of a girl that was from the years 1920. So in order to kind of like a shrine to appease her restless spirit, he began collecting dolls and putting them all around the small island type of, you know, that he lived on. That's where he lived. That's where he has his little home. And he collected dolls and collected dolls and collected so many dolls that once you approach this mysterious place, you can see them all hanging from trees, and they're all decaying. So, you know that some people have phobias with dolls when they look at the, you know, or anything, you know, mannequins and things like that. I remember when the museum I used to work with began putting up mannequins all dressed up with the clothing of the 1930s in different areas of the house. When you were turning off the lights, you can see the silhouette of them. You were just expecting that in any moment they would start moving, you know. And when you're not ready, in the very beginning, when you were not ready, you open the doors. Sometimes we would just put them in a position that it will freak out anybody that would just open the door. It was just think, boom, there's somebody right there staring at them. Well, people have phobia with dolls and mannequins. So imagine Dolls Islands, or in Spanish, Isla de las Muñecas, like that. Well, it was featured on Ghost Adventures, and they say that the spirit of the little girl could be heard at night, and also the dolls have movement. There's certain places where they say that they hear the dolls, like some of them were battery operated, but they have no batteries in them, you know, making noises, making the sounds and that. So if you want to check more about Dolls Islands, we're mentioning it as one of these mysterious places. You know, Google that one too, and check it out on YouTube if you can find it. Okay, we almost got. Well, it was just brought to our attention. And we don't live far from Mexico, but that is pretty far. That's a long drive. And then you got to catch a boat. and somebody that would just take you to the island, and there it is, you know, Isla de las Muñecas, Doll's Island. Who knows? You know, I will not say discard that that will not be a possibility if we ever cross the border and head towards that place just for the story. It's pretty cool. Do you know any other mysterious places that you would like to mention over here and like for us to talk about here on the chat room? Just let us know. Remember that today is almost like an open mic, but we're very interested in letting you guys know what has been going on and what our plans are. We will have more people broadcasting once the station is up, and I'm giving you the month of July, more likely. We have already began streaming our show through there, and we're live right now, in fact, through the network as we do the Block Talk. And, well, that is what we are doing right now. Okay, so let's see. The chat room. It seems like whether we can be either... Okay, let's stop this one over here one more time. Excuse me if I lose you guys one more time in the chat room, but it's just one of those things that we have to do when we start the streaming, the audio. Okay? Okay. So... one more time through Apache Radio Network. This is Tony Wolfpaw for the chat room here with a group of people that have just broke the code. You know, they Alenka Waniyetu from Slovenia was the first person to answer the trivia. My trivia was very simple. I only gave a date, April 28th of 1998, and I said something incredible and extraordinary happened on that date was about a communication that was held by an animal. And she gave me the name of the animal, and it's the gorilla, Coco the gorilla. I don't know if you guys over there probably says, oh, yes, we talk about this every day, Tony. No, you know you don't talk about that every day. Jeez, you don't talk about talking gorillas every day over there in San Carlos. You guys talk about that? I don't think so. Well, Coco the gorilla... was a gorilla that was taught, and this gorilla chatted on with 8,000 people, AOL subscribers, and the gorilla had this incredible ability. It said that he knew 1,000 words and 1,000 sign languages. All right, if a gorilla knows 1,000 words and 1,000 sign languages, if he knows 1,000. Do you imagine that? We were talking over here in the chat room that not even us, we don't know that many words ourselves. Not me. So, yes, it says, oh, I'm reading over here one of the messages from Linda Jenkins. This Mexican bridal shop, the mannequin is hiding a morbid secret. I know that secret. Is that the one that the man refused to kind of like let it go and he's living with a mannequin because he believes his wife or something either is attached to it? This has to do with a man that fell in love with a mannequin. And this is from Mexico? Jeez. Well, just to let you guys know, I lost contact with the chat room one more time, okay? So we're back. We are back with the Facebook, and I noticed this. If we're going to do the Blog Talk Radio, we can't do the stream with Apache Radio. How incredible. You see, you learn new things each day. So right now we are streaming live through Apache Radio Network, and we are also doing the chat room at the same time. Well, so far, what we're going to be doing... I'll see you guys later over there, and many blessings to everyone at San Carlos Reservations, okay? Be safe, be loved. So, right now, we're wearing lots of hats today. Lots of hats today. So we restarted we gave back we gave back the network their signal, as we're back on Blog Talk Radio. I can't do this like that. No, I want to stay with Apache Radio Network. Well, we can't do both things at the same time. One thing that I learned today. So, the other question, I don't know if you guys got this one, but Amelia Hempelman Adams, December 9, 2011. I totally lost visual again with the chat room. Talking about technical errors, today we have them all. Today we have them all. All right? So, now it becomes that thank you show. You know, when you're kind of lost in words and you start saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I'm very much at the very close of the ending of the show, so I'm very much very close to the thank you, thank you, thank you. One of the things that we need to make our team more efficient, and as for the chat room, we need some people that are very much more savvy on computer that can answer our questions and probably help us solve our problems as we move on. One of the things that we are looking forward to is the embedding the audio onto our WordPress or onto other websites. And the website that we've been working with so far has been with Donna Mystic. Embedding the audio in a way that you will hear the stream and you know, you won't have any problem with hearing the live show. Because once this show ends, a lot of people say, okay, well, then it's over. No, it's not really over. The other channel has our shows also and advertisements that we're running through it. So it's not over. It's still on. And that's where you're going to be hearing the rest of the programming from the other hosts, from the other people. So I know that you have been a great supporter of the chat room, and we just can hope to continue having your support. And I'm over here trying to open up the thing to kind of reconnect with you guys, but it's kind of messed up today. The chat room is kind of messed up today so far. Okay, answer that. Answered what? Okay, I'm receiving messages. Raquel, if you hear me, I can't see the chat room. Therefore, the messages that I'm reading are from Facebook. Everyone jumped onto my Facebook page and they're sending messages there. Answered that. Answered what? Did she answer the one of Amelia Hempelman Adams? Is that one answered? Okay, I'm going to ask that question. Is that one answered? One. Was that one answered? Two. Remember that I can't see the chat room. What was her biggest achievement on December 9, 2011? There's the question. What was the biggest achievement that Amelia Hempelman Adams achieved on December 9th, 2011? Bam, bam, bam. I hope this was a name that probably you guys didn't know. And I'm receiving message from Alenka. Amalia, yes. Well, okay, what was the answer to that question? I can't see it, Rachel. I can't see it. I'm blind with the chat room right now. The problem is that it not only just blind with the chat room, I've been totally kind of like kicked out from the chat room. Been kicked out from my own show again? Well, yeah. Let's see what was the answer to that question. If you know the answer to that question, they've been telling me that Raquel gave the answer to that question. What was the answer? Let's see. They're giving credits to Raquel Monday, right? That means that if it's correct what I'm going to read, and Alenka, I am reading your... Oh, yes. Yes, yes. The youngest ski, South Pole, 16 years old. David, yes, it's correct. So that means that the second book of Lisa Masamantiwa is going to Raquel Monday. Raquel Monday, for everyone out there, she's an author and a poet herself, a member of the Lipan Apache tribe of Texas, a historian. And there it comes. There it goes. She's already sending that message out there. And two books are going out. Wow, you guys were great. This was a good show. Yes, 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 yes. My two friends just took my books away from me. Yes, that's correct. How happy today is. We had a good moment with our good friends from Apache Radio Network. We did that short version of the chat room with them, and very honored to have done this show here today. Computer programmers, or people just computer savvy, if you know things of computers that you would like to you know, listen to what we're trying to do to kind of like see if there's any way or that we can do it. Doesn't matter, you know, we appreciate all the help that you can give us, especially those that are in the web graphic designs and things like that. If web designs, graphic designers, computer programming people, all of you are very much needed, very much appreciated at this moment, so that you, if there's anything that, you know, we will appreciate is your cooperation. And a lot of people say, yeah, pal, I don't work for free. Nobody works for free. Nobody works for free. So we pay, okay? So if you are out there and you would like to give us that helping hand, I mean, grab the job. Take the job, okay? Communicate with me on Facebook and you know, that way you can give me more details. I can give you more details of exactly where we're at, so that, you know, you can help us out with the radio. If you have any shows or any other themes that you will also like to hear here, also on here on the chat room, you can do so. Okay, this is a show that is done here in the Southwest. We're right off the outskirts of El Paso, and it streams throughout many other places, and you know, thank Creator that people are out there and have been very, very, very supportive to our show. So yes, what a day! Blog Talk Radio, huh? Blog Talk has been misbehaving one more time with this. I mean, we don't want to say, but we do have to say. This has been crazy today. The show and all, the chat room was not kind of like working. I still trying to connect and not being able to connect. How are we going to stop the show? And so far, these are like all those different questions right over here. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to write this over here. Communicating with Blog Talk Radio as I do the show with you guys. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Okay. We had a very, very good show. I want to... we had a great trivia too, right? So, over here, communicating with one of the technical supports here on Blog Talk Radio to see if they can help us out a little. It's you know, whenever technical things like this happen, it will happen if you're doing the online radio, and you just have to go with the flow. When it's a live show, it's a live show. So I say over here, help. This is live, okay? Live, folks. Let's see if you can hear the audio over here. I don't know if you guys can hear that. He says, hi, I'm going on. Can't stop this show. And air now. This is, many people say, well, this is very unprofessional. No, this is very unscripted. This is live. And these are just the little things that you can expect whenever you do the radio. Well, so far, the chat room is the chat room show because it has a chat room, and if it doesn't have the chat room over there, there's no chat room show. doesn't that make sense? You want to end the episode and can't? I mean, all the controls are crazy. I'm writing that down. All the controls. I'm writing it. We're live. I'm writing it. This is when I'm going to be one of those most heard shows. And you know, I need to end it. This is just one of those shows that you say, oh, okay.